This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
You've got the knowledge. Now, get the funding. It's simple. It's easy. Go to epicfastfunding.com and get up to $150,000 in revolving credit lines for your real estate business. Use your funds for property purchases, renovation expenses, marketing and promotion, anything your business needs. Go to epicfastfunding.com, fill out their 60-second application, and receive your funds in as little as 7 days. epicfastfunding.com. When you combine wisdom and leverage, magic happens.
epicfastfunding.com.
This is Terrio Media.
Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
What's up? Hello, and welcome. Welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing, the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. You just got to do one thing and do it one time. You just got to shift your focus from making piles of money to making streams of money. Change that one thing just one time and you are on your way to financial freedom. It's not the most exciting path. No, it's not the wild, wild west. It's not fixing and flipping. It's not wholesaling. No, it is not very exciting. It's actually rather boring, but it is the fastest. And that right there, that's a promise. And once you get there, life then becomes exciting. And speaking of exciting, today, do you know what today is? Today is show number 200. Yep, number 200 of Epic Real Estate Investing. Been going strong for almost 7 years now. I can hardly believe that. And, you know, I just wouldn't be here if it weren't for you listening to the show and sharing it with your friends and your family and your associates. I'm eternally grateful for that. So thank you. Now, I just got off the phone with Amber over at Epic Fast Funding, and they are offering their services right now with zero upfront fees. And you can get approved for up to $150,000 of unsecured business credit. It's just based off your credit score. You state your income and up to $150,000. In fact, they guarantee you are approved for $50,000 or you pay nothing. Meaning, if you get approved for $40,000, there are zero fees. And she let me in on a little secret that even I didn't know. She let me know through their credit counseling service that they show their clients how to essentially extend their 0% interest indefinitely. Currently, I mean, you're looking at 0% interest for the first 12 to 18 months. That's how it is as it stands. But then through a slick little trick, they'll show you how to extend that 0% indefinitely. And I went ahead and thank goodness I recorded that conversation, and I'll let you hear that next week. But if you want to jump to the front of the line, go to epicfastfunding.com and fill out their 60-second online application and get access in as little as 7 days to the cheapest money on the planet. Epicfastfunding.com. Alrighty, on the phone today, I have a very special guest, a member of my mastermind group, one of the more successful and accomplished real estate investors in my group, maybe even in the entire country. And today he's going to share with you a new and creative approach to running your real estate investing business. And within a month's time of making the small tweak to his business, boom, tripled his business, tripled his income. And he's gonna share with you exactly how he did it. So without further ado, please help me welcome Mr. Peter Vexelman. Peter, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
You bet, it's a pleasure. You know, we haven't talked in a really long time. I know I visited your office down in Atlanta And, you know, we were talking about doing business together. I can't really remember what came of that and why it didn't happen, but it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to hear your voice again.
Super. So I guess just give people a little bit of a rundown or a quick background of, you know, how you got into real estate investing, and then we'll take it from there.
Gosh, I've been in it so long. I think I've done it my whole life, but I've been doing it for like 15 plus years. Started with the mobile home business for a couple of years. We really killed it there, did well. Then literally overnight, the financing fell out of the mobile home business for our buyers. So, you know, the natural transition, we jumped into real estate, did what every successful guy does, lost a bunch of money in the beginning, right? We all got the same story, and made a bunch of mistakes, then kind of righted the ship, and 3 years later became, you know, a very strong investor. You know, since then I've bought, you know, literally thousands of properties, built houses, done renovations, done subdivisions, done rezonings, done condo conversions, you know, just done it all. And, you know, the last number of months or years or so, been running with this new model where we've combined an investment company with a traditional brokerage. And I tell you what, as big as I was, and I was already the biggest investor in the Southeast. When we developed this new model, it literally tripled my business overnight.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I definitely want to talk about that, but I have another question, and maybe the answers are the same.
Okay.
As you went through the downturn of real estate and you came out licking your wounds and rebuilt yourself, what did you learn from that downturn that you're not going to do again that you think is going to protect you in the future?
Well, actually, when I crashed the first time was just when I got in, which was about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But good point. That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I also crashed during the downturn. And, you know, the biggest takeaway for me then is you hate to say it. It's almost embarrassing, but I didn't get out in time. If I would have gotten out in time, I mean, I lost tons of money when the market crashed several years back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an ego thing. I thought it was the biggest thing in the world. I was embarrassed. I was big-headed about it. And if I would have gotten out probably about 7 or 8 months earlier, I would have saved myself millions of dollars. But my ego was out of control. I didn't want people to know I was in trouble. Like, the whole world was in trouble, and stayed in too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so... there's no question that was my biggest takeaway.
Got it. So going forward, is it more about being a little bit more in tune with what the market is saying to time it better, or is it keeping your ego in check?
Both. Mm-hmm. It's both. You know, my model's changed a little bit too since then. It's more of a short-term play, whereas back then it was a long-term, very over-leveraged play.
Mm-hmm.
The ego's definitely been in check. You know, I can make decisions in the way that our model's designed now in a much more quicker, more responsive way. So it's a combination. You know, experience is the greatest teacher, right?
Right. Absolutely. If you choose to listen to it, right?
You can choose to listen to it. That's right. That's called the gut, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. So, let's talk about this new model. You got tripled your business overnight. That's quite the claim. So I'm really interested in hearing about it. And I know the people listening to you right now want to know what's going on, how they can triple their business.
Sure. Well, here's what happened. I always very big, you know, very large investor, did a lot of volume, did a lot of deals, and always had kind of agents on the side that I work with, real estate agents. And mm-hmm. and I use it in different capacities. I use agents to buy properties. I use agents to sell properties in all traditional capacities. Then somewhere along the line, I said, you know what, let's use agents and take all the leads that we can't convert, and let's throw them into the agents world and see if they can at least convert them into listings.
Mm-hmm.
And ran with that model for a while. It was a good model. You know, I developed a huge income stream on the side. You know, it wasn't really an organized income stream. We didn't really work with a team of agents. We worked with some dislocated agents, but it worked pretty well. And then somewhere along the line, a year and a half ago or a year ago, we said, you know what, we're negotiating all our deals over the phone, which doesn't make us very efficient. Mm-hmm. We're doing as many deals as we are only because we know how to market so well. You know, how do we get people inside people's houses, you know? And then, you know, then somewhere along the line hit us. You know, we got all these agents we're feeding these leads to. And then literally, Matt, overnight, my world changed. We said this, let's do what we do before. Let's continue marketing the way we continue, the way we've always marketed. And, you know, at this point, I'll put my marketing against any investor in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when we're taking initial calls, instead of trying to negotiate a deal, let's just take a consultative approach. Let's tell these sellers that, you know, there's a number of things we do here. We have the ability, Mr. Seller, to buy your property. We have the ability to do this. All the way, Mr. Seller, we have the ability to sell your property. So what we want to do is we want to send one of our licensed agents to your house, and right in the spot, they could determine it, they can determine what's the right thing for you. And we call it consultative approach. And our numbers exploded, because what happened now, you know, sellers are trained to hear two things, either from a real estate agent, how great they are, or from a real estate investor, how they want to steal their property. We turn the whole world upside down. We take a consultative approach. We tell sellers there's options. So then what happens, our callers build a rapport, relationship, establish trust with these sellers, and they set appointments for our agents. And then our agents get, you know, whatever, 2 to 4 appointments that they set for them. And so when they're going into people's houses, okay, so when they were going to people's houses, they continue that consultative approach. For the first 10 minutes, they're putting together a cash offer. That's showing a seller something they've never seen before. Every agent that shows up at their house, what do they want? They want an exclusive listing. They want a listing. They want to do this. Not our agents.
Right.
They're working for that seller for that initial 5, 10, 15 minutes. They're calling back our office asking for cash prices. That tells that seller, wow, this agent's got buyers in the back end. So what happens if an offer can be negotiated, the agents just do a simple purchase sales agreement. Our investment arm takes over. We buy the property. Everyone's happy. But if they can't get that agreement signed, or if they can't come up with the price, then it is very easy to turn that seller into a regular listing. Okay, because you've already built rapport. The seller knows you got buyers. The seller's established trust. The seller's seen something they've never seen before. So Matt, literally, when we ran this model, my investment business literally went tripled in numbers, because now we were sending live people into live homes to talk to people about their life situations. We became a lot more efficient on picking up investment properties. Before, we're doing it all through the phone. And my retail business exploded. I mean, we've had agents here in the first 30 days literally pick up 15, 16 listings in 30-day time span. I mean, in the agent world, that's unheard of. You know what I mean? We have agents start on our team here that have come out of real estate school. They don't even know how to spell the word real estate. They just moved to the city. They don't have mom or dad to call on for listings, and they're picking up 8 to 9 listings. So when we brought this world together, the investor world, the real estate, the regular retail world, we talked a consultative approach, everything just absolutely exploded. I mean, absolutely exploded. We started developing our own retail team with agents. You know, now we're killing it. You know, just to give you another number, just in the last couple months, we put over 200 listings. Forget all the investment properties I bought. We put over 200 listings on the board. You know, so we became a mega team in just a couple month time span. And then, you know, then the next step was the obvious. You know, I wanted to start growing, started expanding this business. And that's what we've been doing here for a little while now. We're now in 8 different states doing it. We're actually partnering up with people that are already successful in their markets, successful investors or successful agents, or sometimes our partners already have these pieces in place. They don't know how to fit them together. And we're partnering up with them. We're marketing for them out of Atlanta. We're doing all the marketing for them into their marketplaces. We're qualifying the sellers. We're setting these appointments for them. Then they're going in, they're converting them into either listings or cash offers for them. And it's just, this whole model has expanded, you know, and right now we're just literally in the process of just looking for some more partners or people that want to learn this model. We call it the trifecta model. So you could either partner with us, become one of our partners, or you could spend a day with us and we teach you how to do it. But this model, I feel with the rate we're growing and the kind of people that are coming on board with us, Matt, you know, we just talked about how we're not going to be cocky anymore, but I think this thing is going to span the globe. I think in the next couple of years, everyone in this industry this model will be just as commonplace as a Keller Williams or a REMAX or a Century 21 brokership. You know,
it makes a whole lot of sense. Have you changed the message in your marketing at all?
We'll be back in 30 seconds. Right after this.
There are 2 steps to wealth. First, stop doing what poor people do. Second, start doing what wealthy people do. The wealthiest people do what they do best and delegate the rest. If only you had the time and resources to do it. Now you do. We're VAsForRealEstate.com, and we have some free information for you. Get the 5-step shortcut to hiring a rock star virtual assistant that will make you millions. Go to VAsForRealEstate.com. Stop doing what poor people do and do what wealthy people do. VAsForRealEstate.com.
Have you changed the message in your marketing at all?
No, that's the key. We haven't done nothing different. You know, we've always been extremely good marketers. You know, we generate, you know, sometimes as many as 1,000 seller calls a day into our office, just out of my Atlanta office, mm-hmm. you know, sellers just in Atlanta market. So the marketing has always been straight on. It's always been strong. It's always been good. Didn't change there. The whole model changes from the time that initial seller is talked to. You know, you're going for with a consultative approach, and instead of getting someone in there with the, you know, instead of going in there from an investor perspective, instead of going there from an agent perspective, you go in there from the combination of the two.
Right.
And that's what makes this model absolutely explode.
I love it. So really, it's just the conversation, the initial conversation over the phone is where everything changes. Or has changed.
It's where it starts.
Right, it starts.
The
right.
Agent, then the agent continues that consultative approach, you know, when they're there. And that's where the numbers just go skyrocketing through the roof. So now, because we're teeing up appointments for our agents, it gives us the ability to recruit the best agents in town.
Mm-hmm. You know,
because we're giving options to the sellers they've never had, we're doing more deals and more listings than we ever have. You know, mm-hmm. it's just the value added on the front end and the back end for everybody.
Got it. So, when the agent goes in and they present a potential or one of the options as a cash offer, are you creating the same type of offers that you were before you had this approach?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. The numbers don't change. The schematics, the formulas don't change. Everything stays the same, except you now are a lot more effective because you have a real life person sitting in a real life kitchen talking about real life situations.
Got it.
So you were able to get more. That's why we're getting so many more deals.
Mm-hmm.
Because before it was all done through the phone. See, that's the problem with the investor world. The problem with the investor world, you either have to stay very small or you gotta be huge like I was. Mm-hmm. See, if you're very small, you can still go inside people's houses. Mm-hmm. And so you're gonna be a lot more efficient. Okay, because you have time to run one or two leads you're generating. But there, you just got another job, okay? You're just going from house to house trying to put deals together.
Mm-hmm.
So then everybody starts leaning the other way. Well, let's negotiate over the phone. When you negotiate over the phone, you lose efficiency. So then the only way to do it is what I used to do, blow up our phone 1,000 times a day. You see what I mean?
Right.
So you can't be in between. That's why most investors never get to be big. They cannot overcome how to be efficient as a real estate person. But when you're utilizing the agents to do this, there's no shortage of agents that don't want to go on listing of presentations. You know what I mean?
Right.
So your team could be, you know, 200, 20, 30, as big as you want it to be. That's the brilliance of this whole model.
Got it.
Gives you the ability to scale your business up.
So when you say it's tripled your business overnight, is that tripled your income or is that actually tripled your investor deals?
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
And so you're accrediting that. And when I was talking about your income, I was talking about the listings and the investor deals combined.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the listing side. The listing
okay.
side went almost non-existent to one of the top teams in the nation now.
Right, right.
That's a whole new thing that developed as a result.
Got it. And are you crediting this to more of having this consultative approach, or do you think it's more that you're just actually getting in the house and being able to negotiate and talk face to face?
Both. Mm-hmm. It's both. Number one, you start with consultative approach. Sellers are not used to hearing that. Sellers are used to hearing either from a real estate agent
right.
telling them they're the biggest, the baddest, they're the greatest,
mm-hmm.
or they're used to hearing from a real estate investor saying, let me get your property at 20 cents and a dollar. We consult. We say, look, there is options with us, Mr. Seller. One way or another, we could help you. We could maybe buy it. We could help you sell it, but we're going to get you what you need. You see?
Yep.
So it starts there. But it continues because now we're sitting also face to face with these sellers.
Sure.
So it's a combination of all of that makes this thing explode.
Sure. It makes a lot of sense. And it certainly makes a lot of sense in theory and on paper, but now you've got it out in the real world and you've proven it practically.
Oh, it's exploding. I mean, it's exploding with our partners. It's exploding with people we've taught this model to. It's unbelievable. You know, it's really unbelievable how people are taking this. We got one of the biggest real estate minds in the industry starting with us in 3 weeks, this model. And I mean, this is a guy that if I used his name, and I'm not sure if it's even okay for me to use his name, but I'm sure once he joins us, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would know him. And he flew in here, looked at this model. He said, this is unbelievable. We're going to roll it out in our shops.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, congratulations. The people that are listening to you right now, most of them are not licensees. And you kind of alluded to how you would help people set up either their own operation or come and partner with you. What are the options that you would present to somebody that does not have a license?
Well, number one, I don't have a license. I'm an investor. Mm-hmm. You know, I just partnered with a local broker. That's the beautiful thing. You don't have to change anything. But in terms of options, sometimes, you know, people can fly in here for a day, spend a day with us, and we show them all the intricacies of this model, and they go home and implement it themselves. You know, we kind of coach them through it. And some people we literally partner with, where we handle all the marketing for them, we qualify the appointments, we coach them through how to build the teams and all that. You know, both. But here's who's not a candidate for this. If you're just getting started in real estate, you're not trying to, you know, you don't even know what a closing is, or you don't know, you know, that you can build this business beyond just putting everything in a credit card. That's not for you. Mm-hmm. You know, our perfect candidates are people that are fairly savvy. They've already successful. They understand this industry. People that are listening to this and they're like, holy crap. Yeah, I got it. Makes all the sense. There you go. If someone's listening to this, they're like, well, that's a little weird. What the heck's going on there? You're definitely not a candidate.
Got it. All right. So for those that are going, holy crap, this is amazing. Where should they go?
Well, you know, right now, because we're very selective, both on just teaching people and partnering with people on this, I want actually people to send me a text to my cell phone directly.
Okay.
My cell phone number is 404-915-9685. That's 404-915-9685. We're calling this program Trifecta. It's the meeting of the marketing world, the investor world, and the retail world. So just put the word Trifecta in a text and just tell me a little bit about what they're doing, what their model looks like, and, you know, we'll touch base with them, you know, and go through screening process.
Awesome. Love it. Very simple. Straightforward.
Straightforward.
Cool. Well, let's check back in 6 months, see how it's going. And and let's not take, you know, 3-4 years to talk again.
Anytime, Matt. Hey, I appreciate you having me on. This has been great.
You bet, Peter. It was a pleasure. Nice talking to you, and the best of luck and congratulations on what you've accomplished so far.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you next week. I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Theriault.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.